All right.
Hello and welcome everyone to Stepping Into Sovereignty, Activating the Fierce Love of the Sacred Feminine, where wisdom keepers from all over the globe are summoning up the courage to take decisive and loving action to create the future we desire. I'm your host, Kathy Forrest, founder of Celestial Forrest Institute. I'm here today with the lovely Dr. Rainbow Moon. She is a life coach and wisdom keeper. She's been a metaphysician all her life through her wealth of wisdom and unique understanding of the human condition. She helps seekers get back in alignment with their true selves and find balance in their lives amidst the change and chaos. Her childhood as an empath has informed her whole life. She holds a PhD in philosophy, and her experience includes being a publicist in Hollywood, a brief modeling career, and the president of the School of Metaphysics in Kansas City. She says her job is to see the truth residing in each individual or the collective group and help those involved reach their goals by tuning into the wider perspective. I give folks the power to put things back in order for themselves. I teach the value of self-improvement and inner recycling. Welcome, Miss Rainbow. So happy to have you. And I'm so excited to dive into this topic with you.
Okay. So
the topic that I had written down was, what is the fierce love of the divine or the sacred feminine?
Right.
Let's start with that, and then let's dive into everything else.
Well, if we start with that, then the fierce love, which is sacred, of the divine feminine, would have to be the Mother Earth. Because most of us look at Mother Mary, we look at Magdalene. If we go to the Hindu tradition, we look at Parvati. We look at Sita. Mm-hmm. We look at all of the gentle mothers. Mm-hmm. Because we've been so culturally traumatized,
right,
historically traumatized, mm-hmm, we keep chanting for peace on earth. And yet we allow our men children to go anywhere near peace. And
right,
we encourage sports, we encourage competition. We keep praying for peace by supporting every level of competitive, capitalistic thinking imaginable.
Right.
And so when the mother shows up fiercely, which, isn't it interesting how many hurricanes have female names?
Right.
It's like we inherently know. She knows how to be fierce. Now, we can fear that, or we can prepare for that, or we can recognize it's a part of nature's cycle. Mm-hmm. And it is. And so when mothers are fierce, it's interesting how we make them out to be bad. Mm-hmm. And how the mentality of sovereignty is called in to try and tame that type of mother. Which,
yeah,
is why we don't understand the unconditionality of love, mm-hmm, which is what makes your title so special, the fierce love. Mm-hmm. Now, immediately that conjures up a mother who will come out of the cave and kill you, you mess with her cubs.
Right.
We understand that.
Mm-hmm.
We understand a mother defending her children. What we don't understand is when that is thrown back at her and we hear of the mothers who killed their children because, mm-hmm, they couldn't see another way out. That's still fierce love.
Mm-hmm.
But we have become so judgmental, and we have become so, life should be this way and that way, that we miss that life is balanced with a very loving, gentle, compassionate mommy,
mm-hmm,
and a very fierce Kali that will come in and say, okay, enough of this injustice. I've had enough. And burp. And a burp can be a volcano, a tornado, a tsunami, an earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
We forget this is her planet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This planet is female.
Mm-hmm.
This planet originally was XXXX straight across. Everything was cloned.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hundreds of millions, thousands of millions of years before consciousness went, well, what would happen if we tried another way?
Mm-hmm.
And the other way is taking those XX, XX, and making that second X, the little leg broke off, and it becomes a Y. Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't like we needed that gender, except look at the diversity it created. Mm-hmm. Now, when you get into the DNA and you get into all of that, you recognize, and all this is what the scientists say, what happened is losing that little leg there, creating the diversity of a male gender, no one knew how toxic testosterone could be. And we had to experiment. I mean, remember, this is her experiment. Mm-hmm. We are cells on her body. Mm-hmm. So we're experiencing for the divine, fierce, loving mother. Mm-hmm. And that means the mother is going to make sure she has every type of experience possible. I mean, I want to say imaginable. And mm-hmm. let's just take a quick tour all the way around the world and come back here. Look at how we do gender. Look at how we do sovereignty. Look at how we do fierce love. Just trip around the world to the different countries. And at that point, we can then say, we're a part of the planet's evolution.
Wow, yeah.
We're the part of the mother experiencing herself. Mm-hmm. And different ones of us get to play fierce mom or gentle mom, or I don't want to have children. I think I would rather play LGBT. Mm-hmm. All of it's possible. Mm-hmm. The only problem happening right now anywhere on this planet is the judgment of humans.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's the only major problem. Mm-hmm. Because she's created every kind of way of living. And then a group like, oh, let's say Republicans come along and say, no, that's wrong. You can't have abortions, not allowed. We said. But excuse me, the mother was allowing women to have abortions as far back as women could have babies. So who moved in and made these people the sovereignty? Right. And so for me, sovereignty becomes a male-dominant word that has to defend itself and say that it's for our good and it helps us be better and ying, 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 and it's for the good of the whole. Mm-hmm. And yet every time a human group does that, every time, and we can go back to the earliest civilizations, which I'll get into explaining. Sovereign and civilization go together, but neither of those terms are workable mm-hmm. because we're really not civilized yet.
Right.
Okay. And I've checked on all my philosophy professors, and I've gone back to all my books, and I have a sense of what civilized is supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, guys, we're not quite there yet.
Right.
We're still just indiscriminately killing people just because I don't like the color of your skin. I'm not thinking that's civilized. Mm-mm. So that means that those who have been sovereign, those who have been supreme, those who have been over us, they didn't teach us well. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens when the testosterone turns into bully juice. And that's what we've seen during this whole period that we call civilized living. Because before that, a chief did not have supreme anything. He still had to answer to the people, and they could find him in his sleep. Mm-hmm. Today, we have human beings that will have people tear gassed just because he wants to do a photo op with his Bible upside down. Mm-hmm. So we have to step out of that. Mm-hmm. I believe.
Right?
I believe that we have to look at what this has meant. We have to own that we've condoned being bullies. We have to recognize as mothers, womb bearers, that we have let these boys take over, knowing, because we can read them, they did not have all of us at heart. Mm-hmm. We have to own that we have let heart get away from how we live. And that, I believe, is where the fierce love of the divine comes in.
Yeah.
I don't think people realize that a fierce love will destroy what's killing her babies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she really isn't going to be attached to how that destruction happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that this coronavirus is an example of the mother coming in. And we look at this virus like, we can label it this, and that makes it so. And so therefore, we should make this vaccine to fix it. So, no, mother's got your trick this time.
Mm-hmm.
This particular vaccine can get you any number of ways. And your little, virus can get you any number of ways. And if you come up with one little vaccine, it'll only work for that much. She's got it covered this time. You guys have to change your perspective on how you're dealing with life, period. Wow. And that begins with us.
Mm-hmm.
When I say us, I mean women. And I'm going to include, just because I've been working with too many people, the LGBT community, because what they're doing is attempting to put a different take on gender.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to fight for an attitude of sensitivity straight across.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put them in with the divine feminine and our group of fierce love, because they are still our finest examples of fierce
mm-hmm.
love that can stand up and defend us. Mm-hmm. Now, I agree. I can pull Khalid. But I've been working with Khalid for, 50 years?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't expect most women to even call her down for fear, because most women are afraid of getting, losing their temper and hurting something. And
right.
I remember when I was that way. I'm not that way anymore.
Right.
Actually, I probably was still that way before the current president. He's just turned my whole life around, because if we somehow collectively condoned him, something has to change.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't be just in talking. We have to stand up now and recognize we're denying ourselves as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
We're forgetting that part of being human is allowing ourselves to experience all of our emotions. This sovereignty mentality was designed to keep people in fear and obedience.
Mm-hmm.
We have, in our efforts to own the sovereignty, take away the monarchy, and be like the leaders, we are doing the exact same thing to our children.
Mm-hmm.
We're the ones who are supreme. You have to obey me. I am your parent. You do what I say. So when you ask me, how are we taking this into the future? My response is, we got to stomp down. We can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
We can't keep perpetuating a need to be supreme.
Mm-hmm.
We can't keep, as women, we cannot keep condoning bullyism.
Mm-hmm.
It's a testosterone thing. There is a geneticist in one of the books that I studied that says they now believe that in 20,000 years, we'll be done with the testosterone. It's too toxic.
Yeah.
And so the DNA is tweaking itself so that we can be more in 20,000 years or whatever, but at least it gives us hope and insight in that it's on us now to begin helping society understand there's more to us than what we're playing with. And where I go with that, I think you know this, Kathy. We are actually infinite beings. We are infinite beings. We chose to have a human experience with these bodies. And so we've chosen to keep trying to think small
mm-hmm.
and to think only human. And more, I believe these kinds of summits and these kinds of programs are designed to help our young people remember, okay, now that you're here as a human, there's still stuff you can do as an infinite being.
Right.
For generations after generations after generations, we have found ways to shrink people down. And I can use the Native American history and the enslavement of Africans. How that stays small, and we're doing this now with the race relations things, as long as those white people believe they have to hold people down, they are living in fear beyond anything you and I can imagine. because they cannot sleep at night for fear these people are going to come up, rise up and kill them.
Right.
They have to be brutal to try and maintain not being attacked by a group of people who have never done anything to them ever. And so that fear creates this huge wall that becomes brutal. So what they're doing to people is what they fear most is going to happen to them.
Absolutely.
And then when you raise your kids that way, you know, there's always that kid that goes, well, why are we beating them? Well, why are we that way? Exactly. Now you got to beat your own kid up to make him understand if we, 1 second, we let off, they'll come and get us. And we've got 500 years of this.
Right.
Look at what we're doing still to Native Americans, right, out of guilt and shame. Mm-hmm. So this word sovereignty, as we try to adapt it to us as regular citizens, is still a toxic term that we are still living with, that I believe we have to get rid of. We have to see it as a historical term.
Right.
We have to see it as how we got off track and didn't keep waking up to who we really are. And yet I also realize the mother never allows anything that is not really for our good, but that's a part of her fierce love. So that means we're being asked to look at this sovereignty mentality and find the gems, find the gold, find the pearl that's all wrapped up in here and got crushed within the clam being crushed by us, but there's a pearl embedded in there. And for me, that's where we end up with what you were saying about self-governing, self-ruling, self-care.
Yeah.
If we look at how we women have been brutalized, generally speaking, mentally, emotionally, and physically. The one thing that we can say to each other is, well, oops, made us stronger.
Right.
Made us understand what you guys think you're capable of. And now that I'm feeling stronger, you guys are in trouble because you didn't kill me.
Right. So I love this, and I love that you're bringing this, you're actually channeling that fierceness right in. So individuals that are hearing this and they're going, yes, what do I need to do now? What, it's like we have to do something. What does that look like?
Multidimensional self-care.
So explain that, please.
And I really, this came while I was talking to somebody else and had to go, wait, post-it note, where's the post-it? I got to write that down.
Right.
The first thing, I believe, every one of us, us, must wake up eager to let the mother know that we are grateful that we woke up, that we are here, and we already plotted out what gift we want to give to her for the day. Every day, we start our day giving gratitude to the mother who has not been getting gratitude from any of us.
Thank you.
Oh, we do little rituals here and there, and there may be a few folks who have shamanic training that'll wake up and do the chanting in the morning. I'm talking about everybody listening because that's who you brought up. That's the first thing. Then what we have to do is recognize I am a cell. I am one tiny cell within the mother. I need to come all the way in and find out what does she need from me today? Because that then allows me to know I fit in with an entire matrix of other beings and we connect to do this, that, and the other for the whole. And in that, there is self-satisfaction. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm saying get rid of your job, you don't do that. No, I'm saying that you look at what you're doing and see how it fits in with the whole. half of my clients are coming to me because, well, where do I fit? I need to help. You have to help me find my. Sit with the mother daily. When we started meditation in the 60s and 70s, the way that the teachers were bringing it to us, it was almost like we're meditating out into the universe. Mm-hmm. And people learn to find that stillness, but even those that I know that have been meditating for 20, 30 years, they still get lost sometimes, mm-hmm. and they don't know how to bring that back to make it practical. Mm-hmm. What I've been trying to teach people is, okay, that's 70s, 80s, let's put that aside for now. What you're doing when you sit down to, quote, meditate, you want to talk to the mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to talk to the mother. Mm-hmm. And that begins with going into you, right here at the heart, and recognizing your soul is your mommy. Start there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hi, mommy. Ooh, thank you that I am alive. Mm-hmm. Thank you that I have joy, that I have a roof, that all of that, thank you. When we're talking in the feminine, please remember, it was a bunch of guys that came up with the idea that God is out there and he's got a white beard. And,
mm-hmm.
and we bought it because they were beating us up or killing us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We know better now. And we know that pretending God was a man, which is still very goofy for me, we are abusing the mother. We're neglecting the mother.
Mm-hmm.
And though they keep saying global warming and blah and blah and blah, most people turn to a shaman or someone like that on the premise that they'll guide us. No, this is the mother. This is not yours, and it is not who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Begin appreciating from, I mean, when we appreciate this machine, this gift,
yeah.
appreciate, then the rest of this sort of falls into place.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if I ever shared this with you. One of the things that really touched me in India, there was lots, but one, about 4:30 in the morning, it's still dark.
Mm-hmm.
You can begin hearing that occasional bird chirp. It happens here too.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when the village women get up, Kathy. And they light fires, they go wash up, and then they begin chanting.
Mm-hmm.
And the chanting is so beautiful that I had to get up and say, what's going on?
Right.
It is their belief that they have to get up and do rituals to wake the gods. So that the gods are now available when they go and wake up their family to send them to school and to work, the gods are there to protect them. That's their job. Go wake, lovingly, wake up the gods, mm-hmm. and then do the kolam in front so that the gods are now symbolically this mat that they have created by hand in front of the door, and then wake up their family, feed them, and send them. So they're going to walk through what they just created because they need to have that on the feet to make sure they're blessed for the day. All of the women, and the girls learned to do this at 8.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if we got up talking to the mother first
mm-hmm.
and to our daughters mm-hmm. and then begin a ritual that says, thank you. And now would you please be with my family for the rest of the day? And thank you. And I'll bring you fruit later.
Right.
So that suggests to me, I just drew down a load of sovereignty and placed it in here because it came from the mother.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids and family are now blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is that reworking of the term sovereignty.
I agree.
Supreme ruler and commander and controller and ascendancy and all of those. And it allows us to then tap into self-determination.
Mm-hmm.
When I feel I'm connected to the mother, I can feel comfortable and confident in self-rule. I don't have to, should I do this? Should I do? Because that's the other thing that my clients bring. They're so confused. Well, which way is the right way?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm connected, I don't have to ask that question.
Right.
You know?
No.
You just know. And people say, well, how do you know? Nope. Trust me. When you're connected, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that's where we're trying to go, I believe.
Right. I totally agree.
And I think it happens faster for those of us like you and me who take maybe once a month or once a week, we go to the elementary schools, we go to the junior high schools, mm-hmm. we talk to the kids, because mm-hmm. the grown-ups are still pretty close-minded. Mm-hmm. They think it should be the way they think it should be.
Right? This is true. This is true. So we're in a lot of chaos right now. There's a lot of change out there, and that makes everybody a little uncomfortable and freaks people out a little bit. And what would you say to, and it's like you've given us the tool. This is my go-to tool. It's like I've done that for 20 years. But I have two questions. The first one is, when people are dealing with change and, you know, they're swimming, it's like a cesspool of fear out there all the time. Do you have any advice for folks? I mean, the practice you just gave them is probably the best advice, but anything else you'd like to share with them about how they can deal?
The practice that we're talking about is a core practice. Mm-hmm. Now, what you're asking is those little details that mm-hmm. impact the core. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing I think for people to find a way to own that you're an infinite being. I mean, you don't have to feel egotistical about that. You are a divine being. Mm-hmm. And you're having a human experience, and here's the tacky part. You're the one creating your experience.
Right.
God's not doing this. The mother's not doing this. Your husband, your mother, you're doing it. If you're over 9 years old, you're now creating your own reality. So that means, if we're going to look at details, you need to get to real familiar with the kind of things you keep letting in flow through your head.
Yeah.
I know you think you'd be thinking. Mm-hmm. But we don't think. These brains collect data.
Yeah.
And it will actually just flow through if you will stop stopping it.
Right.
You think you're thinking. And you think that thinking will make you special, but you don't think. You receive data. Mm-hmm. That's the first part. But Rainbow, I'm so depressed. That's because you're listening to trash.
Right.
You're not listening to you. You're listening to data that somebody put in your head. Calming back down using my interview. So if we begin with that, mm-hmm. now a person can look at what's going on in their life and remember, the mother is so grand. She wants us to learn. So everything out here, everything outside of this body is a reflection of what's going on inside. So when there's trash, chaos, stuff you don't like happening out here, you're creating it because you're sending it out there, and the universe is hearing, and the universe doesn't put a judgment. You want that here? I'll give you some. Mm-hmm. We get. So if you don't like it, stop, be still, and stop sending that. Mm-hmm. And the way to stop sending that is to quit putting your name on particular fears.
Right.
You keep naming it, and the universe, oh, did you want that here?
Right.
And the universe will bring it to you lickety-split. Mm-hmm. The other part, and I'll say this is on our teachers and our mothers and the previous groups of ancestors, I'm sorry that no one taught you the nature of life is change. Should I repeat that?
Yes.
The nature of life is change. You can go out in the morning and look at your garden. Go into work, come back at lunch, check your guard, it's already changed.
Yep.
Check it tonight, it's already changed. Mm-hmm. You can have your baby, and if you watch it, hold it for 10 months, you will watch it change every single moment. Mm-hmm. So maybe we need to get over thinking change is chaotic.
Right, absolutely.
Maybe, just maybe, we need to look at a hurricane as chaotic, mm-hmm. a tornado as chaotic, but change as the norm.
Yeah.
Change as to be expected. You want peace? You're not going to get peace unless something changes. Mm-hmm. And if you are having problem with the changes that are going on, that are going in a direction for towards a new peace, and you're bitching, you're stopping the changing. That is what's making this all take so long. Because we have little people that keep saying, if it doesn't go my way, I don't know what I'm going to do. It's like, toddler, sit back down.
Right.
And I'm glad that we have this tangerine toddler. Because now we can help fully grown adults see when they are behaving like children.
Right.
It was hard for us to point to men and go, you know what, you're acting like a child. It was hard earlier. Now it's so much easier.
Oh,
because now men can see, oops, yeah, you do act like a kid every once in a while. But he's doing it as a permanent state of being because he's so traumatized. Mm-hmm. And that is the other key. Most people will not own that they've come from a traumatized childhood.
Right.
Most people are faking. Mm-hmm. Most people do not recognize that they are existing with what I so lovingly call imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
As long as you're trying to hold up the clothes and the behaviors of an imposter, you can't think of how to be in self-care. You're
right.
Too busy trying to hold up this syndrome part of you. Mm-hmm. So until one is really willing to appreciate everywhere they've been, all of what they've gone through, mm-hmm. we're not going to get to the other side of the river.
Right.
We're going to keep falling out of the boat. And
so
you know something? It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You had a question.
Yeah, I do. So speaking of the other side of the river,
yeah.
Do you have any, have you thought about 2021? What do you see on the horizon?
What's really lovely is, and I think we didn't mention this last time, back in the 70s when I first got into astrology, the times that we're living in were already predicted.
Yes.
With Saturn, Jupiter, and Pluto in Capricorn, mm-hmm. we knew all of these massive major institutions were going to change. Mm-hmm. When groups of us get together to talk about this, one of the things that comes out really prominently is that from 2018 until the end of 2021, this is what's happening. So it's 2022 that we'll begin to see the outcome of what we're stirring up over here.
Mm-hmm.
So 2021 is going to be more like this year, but mm-hmm. with a different sigh of relief if we don't get that different sigh of relief, it's going to be ugly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's also important
mm-hmm.
because there are so many people who are viewing this upcoming election
mm-hmm.
with levels of fear that boggle the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And unless they can calm down, people don't understand you will manifest your fears faster mm-hmm. than you will manifest your hope for success.
Right.
Because the universe actually wants us to conquer our fears, because otherwise we're just going to keep perpetually creating things to be fearful of.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get through a level of fears and we recognize we're creating that, then we can work together to stop that.
Right.
But as long as right now, I mean, it's phenomenal to me.
Right.
I think people made a wrong choice in who should be following them because they're so knee-jerk and get rid of this. And they're not looking. They're not being alert. They're not being authentic, and therefore they cannot be aware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how do we breathe that sigh of relief in 2021?
I think the sigh of relief will come only if the election comes out the way people are projecting for mm-hmm. it to come out. Mm-hmm. It's still going to be, even with that outcome, that transition is going to be jagged. Mm-hmm. So what I get from the mother, and this might be the hardest thing for us to do, what I get from the mother is as we go into the rest of this year, the election, 2021, and prepare for the massive changes that need to happen in 2022, let's spread seeds of let go of judgment. Just maybe half of your judgment, if you could let go of the half, or if you could go in and look at what are your core prejudices? Can you tweak those so it's not so hurtful and hateful? I think if we sit with each other, and there's going to be a lot of race relations, a lot of gender relation meetings and people coming together, I'm getting asked to do more of that than some of the spiritual stuff, but that's a spiritual thing. Mm-hmm. Because what happens if Americans finally realize there's only one race?
Yeah.
What happens if they finally get it intellectually? We made up black, white, yellow, red, just so that we could hold slaves. Mm-hmm. What if they finally get it's not lesser or more than to any of these skin colors have nothing to do with race. It's an American thing. Yeah. It's because we like clothes and we like color and we like picking on people. And that to me is where we need to push us for the next year and 4 or 5 months.
I agree.
Owning. I mean, because the rest of the world can't even deal with it the way we can. We need to own. We were lied to. Okay. Let's forgive them as long as they can get over this. Mm-hmm. As long as they can get over this. There is no such thing as a white race, black race, yellow.
Right.
And you know, and this is where, because you know my prejudice, remember? You know my prejudice, right? Mm-hmm. So to me, it is stupid for Americans to keep pretending that there are races based on skin color. We have too many books in this country. We have too many scientists. Why would, if this country would finally get it? See, this is why I had issues with the census this year. Because that is how we perpetuate there's multiple races.
Right.
Are you this color, this color, this color, this color, this color? And the reason we're asking is because we need to be able to allocate appropriately for your needs. Excuse me, hello? I am a human being. I have the same needs as all this other list of human beings. We all need the same thing. Why isn't everybody getting equally? Why are you now trying to make sure that you can apportion out this little bit for this group and this little bit for that is what has to change.
Yeah.
That is where my fierce love comes out. Mm-hmm. Because it'd be different if we did not have scientific evidence. Mm-hmm. There is no race based on skin color. What all do we have to do to get Americans to get over it? And see, that's why when people reach out, well, I want to help this black family, but why? They're just people. You want to help these people. Why are you putting color on there? Mm-hmm. Because that's how we can maintain the discrimination.
Beautiful. Oh my goodness, girl. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that through. We all need to hear it again and again and again. So if there are still folks that don't know what to do and need a good dose of you, they can find you on your website.
They can find me faster and more interactively on Facebook.
Okay.
My website needs me to keep coming back and fixing it and tweaking it.
Me too.
It's really long, and you know that. Mm-hmm. But Facebook, if they go to my professional page, mm-hmm. Rainbow Moon PhD, mm-hmm. they have a sense of me working with people who have trauma.
Perfect.
On my regular Facebook page, they get to see this, me mm-hmm. ranting about any and everything, because at my age, I waited a long time to be able to say, that's stupid. Why don't we keep doing that?
You know?
Yeah. And because even when I was in my 50s and 40s and 60s, no one believed I was old enough because I've always looked too young. And right. At this point, I don't care how I look because I'm 73 years old, goddammit, and you're going to be listening to what I have to say because I waited and gathered all this information to help the planet. And thank you, Kali, you know.
Right? So, and you're going to offer a free gift, I am sure. I'm sure. Yes. Okay. So,
same one from last time.
Perfect. So we'll have that link up there and get people to sign up and get on your list and look you up on Facebook. Rainbow, it's always a delight. I can always count on you to never pull any punches and speak the truth. So I'm so happy that you shared from your heart today because you did, and it was beautiful.
Thank you for not being offended with me changing the title.
No, I'm not offended at all. I think we needed to hear that. We way needed to hear it, and we needed to own it. So I'm very, very, very blessed to have you with us on the summit and look forward to more conversations.
All righty. And you take care and stay safe, Kathy.
I am.
Pranams.